Catherine was 7 when her mother died. She would never forget being led by her nurse into the dim, musty bedchamber where father was kneeling beside the bed, his head in his hands and his shoulders heaving, and the chaplain was saying prayers. It was shocking having to kiss the cold forehead of the still figure lying in the bed, which looked so unlike the mother she knew. Why had she died? She had been up and about only yesterday, yet she had heard her mother screaming in the night and somehow knew that the little stranger lying in the next room had something to do with it. "You must be brave," her half-sister Isabel murmured. "Our Lady Mother is now in heaven, watching over you." It was hard to understand that when Mother was clearly lying here. When Catherine started wailing, Isabel took her hand and led her out. "Hush, sweeting," she said, sounding choked herself. "Let us go and see our new sister." Catherine stared down at the snuffling infant lying in the cradle. Mary had plump pink cheeks and a pouting mouth. She was tightly swaddled and wore a close-fitting bonnet. It would be ages before she was old enough to play with Catherine. "You must be a mother to her now," Isabel said. Catherine wasn't sure about that. Babies held little appeal for her. They didn't do anything. She would far rather be romping with her brothers, Charles, Henry, and George, even though they were much older and did not always want to be encumbered by a needy little girl. She had even older brothers and sisters too, mother's children by her first husband. In the days after Mother died, they came down from Stockwell to pay their respects, headed by John Lee, Catherine's eldest half-brother, whom she adored. All the Lees doted on her, especially Isabel. Isabel was lovely, tall, very fair, and still pretty, even though she was 32, which seemed ancient. She was being very kind to Catherine and had offered to stay on to help Father. It was a mercy that Isabel had been at Lady Hall when Mother died, for Father had now disappeared behind his chamber door, being too sunk in his own grief to heed his children's misery. It was Isabel who clutched Catherine to her flat velvet bosom, dried her tears, and came hastening when she woke screaming from a nightmare. Isabel had come to help with the new baby. Catherine thought Isabel should have babies of her own, since she loved them so much. But Isabel was not yet married. Catherine was not now interested in practicalities. All she knew was that Mother was gone and that her world had been shattered. She understood what death was, for the household chaplain had explained that it was like going to sleep, although you never woke up, because you had gone to heaven to be with God, and that was something to rejoice over. But no one seemed to be rejoicing at all, and Catherine thought that God was very selfish, taking her mother away when she loved her so much.